We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks for sticking around. I know it's hot out there. I hope you're taking care to cool yourself off, stay hydrated. Make sure you're taking breaks if you're working outside. I know a lot of you are plumbers and roofers and sod angels, and I hope that you're taking care of your body while you're doing your job. And I appreciate you listening to the show while you're doing your job. And I hope you liked that last hour of conversation as much as I did. I think Tim Miller is wicked smart. I'm so interested by his journey. You know, because I have always myself kind of been a political dork. I wasn't quite as on the inside as he was, you know, working on campaigns at a very young age. You know, I've never spent any meaningful time working inside of a political organization, mostly just, you know, studying them and reading about them and talking about them. But I think he and I have a lot in common, and I think that he probably has a lot in common with many of you listening as well. And so I hope that bringing him into the studio here and kind of letting him relax and just, you know, tell us what he thinks in a kind of unharried way was fruitful. I really thought it was. You know, most of the time you see him, he's on cable news, which is a very different animal. You know, they've only got a few seconds. They really have to speak in these kind of well-rehearsed sound bites. I think Tim Miller is exceedingly good at that. But that's one thing I really liked about this format, talking to him on the radio, is that we kind of didn't have to do that. You know, it's nice to kind of undermine the algorithm once in a while. And, you know, that's another thing that I really like about being on the radio. There is no algorithm. There is no little robot piece of software that is telling you what you should like. The radio is either on or it's off. And your radio is not suggesting to you different programming based on what other people in your area are liking or what other, you know, 55-year-old, you know, men in the Madisonville area are listening to, just for example. You know, it's just, it's pure that way. And that's one thing I really like about it. And I really do hope he comes back up here. You know, I think when I emailed him last week and said, hey, man, this is kind of a shot in the dark, but I wonder if you'd be able to come on our radio program. And he says, well, you know, I don't do a lot of radio hits, but, you know, because this is a New Orleans station and, you know, our conversation was going well, that he agreed to come on. And I'm so glad that he did. I'm sorry for those of you who texted in a question that I didn't get a chance to ask him. It's crazy how fast 60 minutes goes by, man. Even with, you know, we kind of moved some stuff around to give ourselves a little bit of extra time to speak there. But, man, it's just blinked twice. I mean, I printed out, you know, I had 5 pages of questions that I had written out that I wanted to ask him and ideas that I wanted to just kind of popcorn about. I got to maybe 1.5 of them.
Well, it's better to be overprepared than underprepared. So.
Brother, I know that's right. You ain't telling no lie. Speaking of prepared, Coleman, what the hell? Why don't we do it? Let's do the 2 o'clock news bomb. A very frightening and tragic event in New York City yesterday is coming into clearer focus today.
Investigators believe Shane Tamora of Las Vegas was trying to get to NFL offices in this Park Avenue building Monday after killing 3 people in the lobby, including a police officer, but went to the 33rd floor by mistake, which houses Rudin Management, where he shot and killed another person. Mayor Eric Adams says a note found on Tamora suggests he blames the NFL for an unsubstantiated claim that he suffered from CTE, a brain injury affecting athletes. He played high school football in California nearly 2 decades ago. NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
Mr. Tamora has a documented mental health history.
She says Tamora entered the building with an M4 rifle
and immediately opened fire on an NYPD officer. He then shoots a woman who took cover behind a pillar and proceeds through the lobby, spraying it with gunfire. He makes his way to the elevator bank where he shoots a security guard.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell called it an unspeakable act of violence and that a league employee was seriously injured in the attack. Outside NFL headquarters in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Oh boy, hate that story. Moving on, I suppose. During his campaign, the president promised clean air and water for all. And now his lackeys at the Environmental Protection Agency are close to guaranteeing that you will have neither one ever again.
The Trump administration wants to revoke a scientific finding that fights climate change. The proposed Environmental Protection Agency rule would rescind a 2009 declaration that determined that carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases endanger public health and welfare. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin announced a proposed rule change on the Ruthless podcast. 31 key environmental rules on topics from clean air to clean water and climate change would be rolled back or repealed under Zeldin's plan. Conservatives and some congressional Republicans say the plan is a way to undo economically damaging rules to regulate greenhouse gases. But 3 former EPA leaders have criticized Zeldin, saying his proposal would endanger the lives of millions of Americans. They also say it would abandon the agency's dual mission to protect the environment and human health. Mike Hempen, Washington.
This to me seems psychotic. This really makes me angry. Because it's not just, you know, the reporter there, Mike Hempen, starts out talking about framing this as a climate change issue. It is not a climate change issue. It is a pollution issue. The proposals that they are making at the EPA goes way past regulating carbon dioxide and methane. If they repeal this part of the regulatory framework that makes it possible for the EPA and other agencies to say, hey, man, you can't dump out all that, you know, poison sludge into this stream. Or, hey, you guys, you know, off-gassed a little a gigantic amount of toxic gas and you're not allowed to do that. Why do we want the EPA to not be able to do that anymore? And don't get it twisted. I understand that it is possible to, put burdensome regulations into place. And I'm not in favor of burdensome regulations, but the answer can't be zero regulations. And to hear the reporter talk about, you know, conservative Congress people saying, oh, well, it's economically damaging for these regulations to be in place. Well, if it's economically damaging to put in a regulation that says the oil refinery next door can't void, you know, toxic byproducts into your front yard, so be it. It's economically damaging to regulate that. Great. You know, I don't know how we got to this place where, you know, having a free market means that it's completely free from any effort by the government to say, hey, you can't do this because it's harmful to your neighbors, or it's harmful to your employees, it's harmful to the environment, it's harmful to the community that you're operating in. If the EPA cannot do that, we're in bad shape, folks. Across the street in Washington, D.C., the Federal Reserve is likely to stand pat on interest rates this week, deepening the divide between Chairman Jerome Powell and Donald Trump.
The Federal Reserve is likely to leave its key interest rate unchanged this week, deepening the sharp divide between Chair Jerome Powell and President Trump. The president insists there's no inflation, and thus...
he should cut. A smart person would cut.
But inflation has ticked up the past 2 months. Powell and other central bankers want to wait on any moves while watching to see if tariffs boost prices more. But the Fed's governing board itself is divided. Many economists believe two Trump appointees could vote tomorrow in favor of cutting rates. That would be the first time two governors voted against a board chairman in 32 years. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The president is taking a harder line on Russia and their bloody war in Ukraine, but Vladimir Putin doesn't seem to be getting the memo.
A Russian hit on a prison in Ukraine's southeastern Zaporizhia region has killed at least 17 inmates and wounded more than 80 others, officials say. While in the Dnipro region, authorities report at least 4 people killed and 8 injured. Russia's kept up its bombardment of civilian areas despite President Donald Trump's threat to soon punish Russia with sanctions and tariffs unless it stops. On Monday, soldiers and civilians gathered in Kyiv's Independence Square to commemorate the 3rd anniversary of an explosion that killed 53 Ukrainians held by Russia in the Olenivka prison barracks in the occupied Donetsk region. Kyiv resident Irina Biruk tells the AP, "My motivation for coming here today is to remind our society and the whole world of this terrible crime. We bow our heads before those who were captured, who went through these inhumane tortures, who unfortunately died there." I'm Charles Delezesma.
Turning our attention now to the other war that President Trump promised to end in 24 hours, the Gaza Strip is starting to look a lot like Somalia in the 1990s. And finally, Israel is at least pretending to do something about it, but will it be enough?
Israel has announced new steps aimed at bringing more food into the Gaza Strip. Israel announced these measures over the weekend after an international uproar over images of emaciated children coming out of Gaza. Health officials there say that dozens of people have died in recent weeks as a result of hunger and malnutrition. In response, the Israeli military has announced a series of steps. It says it is going to pause its military offensive in Gaza for a few hours a day. It also has opened what it says are special humanitarian corridors. In addition, the United Arab Emirates, along with Jordan, have been carrying out airdrops, parachuting food packages into Gaza from the skies above. Aid agencies say that the food trucks continue to be looted by crowds. The World Food Program says none of its trucks were able to make it to its own warehouses. Officials say the situation can only improve once there are regular deliveries in large quantities.
The images of those emaciated toddlers and grade school children that we're seeing coming out of Gaza, they are changing the way that Americans are viewing this conflict and the way that they view the Israeli government.
The Gallup poll shows not only do 6 in 10 U.S. adults disapprove of Israel's action in Gaza, but about half now have an unfavorable view of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. This Palestinian man says through an interpreter,
"Where are the people with a conscience?"
Only 8% of Democrats and a quarter of independents say they now approve of Israel's military campaign in Gaza, while Republicans remain largely supportive of both it and Netanyahu. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
Donald Trump really wants to stop talking about Jeffrey Epstein, but as usual, he cannot stop himself from talking at all.
President Trump says there's a reason he stopped being friends with Jeffrey Epstein. In Scotland, the president at first brushed off a question about why their long relationship ended.
"That's such old history. Very easy to explain, but I don't want to waste your time by explaining it."
And moments later, did, saying Epstein did something inappropriate.
"Stole people that work for me. I said, don't ever do that again. He did it again.
And the president says he threw Epstein out of Mar-a-Lago.
Persona non grata.
He did not say what the workers did or where. The White House's communications chief recently said on social media the president kicked Epstein out of his golf club for being a creep. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Well, how about this? Since that report came in on Air Force One, President Trump had the following to say in response to a question from a reporter about who those workers were that Epstein stole away from Donald Trump. People that had worked at Mar-a-Lago that Jeffrey Epstein came and said, no, you're going to come work with me now. Reporter says, I'm curious, were some of those young women? President says, I don't want to say, but everyone knows the people that were taken. It was the concept of taking people that work for me is bad, but the story's been pretty well out there. And the answer is yes, they were in the spa. People that worked in this spa. I have a great spa, one of the best spas in the world at Mar-a-Lago. And people were taken out of the spa, hired by him. Donald Trump kicked Jeffrey Epstein out of his club because he hired people that worked in Donald Trump's spa and later sold them for sex. That's telling a more complete story, but also invites, I think, some more questions. This seems like a pretty big self-own by the president. We'll wait for some more reporting and analysis on that. Just happened a few minutes ago. Good God. It's always hot in New Orleans in July, so we're a bit used to it. But other cities in the southern U.S., not so much. They're getting walloped.
The dangerous heat will remain in the southeast through today. National Weather Service meteorologist Peter Mullenix says extreme heat warnings are in effect for several cities.
Along the lower Mississippi Valley, so places that would include from New Orleans on north, even as far north as St. Louis. But we also have extreme heat warnings in parts of Georgia, down through northern Florida, that would even also end up including places like the Tampa Bay Metro and Orlando metro areas.
Mullenix says in some areas not used to the extreme heat, the temperatures today could challenge the all-time record highs for July and potentially reach 100 degrees or even higher. But relief is on the way. Mullenix says beginning tomorrow, rain is expected in many parts of the southeast, which will drop the high temperatures into the low 90s. I'm Mike Hempen.
Thank goodness for that. Yes, the forecast for New Orleans the rest of the week has got quite a bit of rain in it, really. We'll see how much of that actually ends up hitting the ground, but it will bring the temperatures down a little bit. So relief is on the way. And finally, a bit of legitimately good news, if it sticks around. The International Monetary Fund's chief economist announced a slight upgrade in the global economic outlook, saying trade tensions so far have proven less damaging than we were expecting.
Global growth has been revised up to 3% in 2025 and 3.1% in 2026, reflecting stronger than expected front-loading, lower tariff rates compared to early April, easier financial conditions, including a weaker US dollar, and fiscal expansion in some jurisdictions. Many countries need to address fiscal vulnerabilities and rebuild fiscal buffers, even if they face increased spending needs. Central banks must maintain price and financial stability while preserving independence.
And that's it for the News Bomb. We'll step away. I would love to hear from you on the Okernard Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. I got nobody else to talk to until my next interview at 325. So if you want to react to anything you just heard from the News Bomb or anything from my conversation with Tim Miller, you know, I'd really like to talk to you about that. Do you trust the never Trump Republicans? Do you think that they're going to help bring the GOP back to something that's a little bit more recognizable, something that is a party that maybe Ronald Reagan would have a place in? We can talk about that all the rest of the afternoon right here on WWL. I'm Ian Hoken for Scoot. We'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. And how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Here we're back on WWL. Here's a text message that says, where can I stream that interview with Tim Miller? My friend, that is a great opportunity for you to go and download the Odyssey app. You can download the Odyssey app on your phone. And you can go back and rewind the show just like it was a DVR or whatever. You can listen to this show or any show. You can do that on the app by rewinding, or you can also just listen to a time shifted podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. It's all there. Go check it out. If you really look, if you're looking for a piece of WWL content and you can't find it, get in touch and I'll get you pointed in the right direction. Let's go straight to the Oak Renard Jewelers Talking Text Line, where we find Jack in River Ridge. Jack, you're on the air. Good afternoon.
Ian, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you today, man?
All right. Ian, you said it yesterday, and it kind of led into this interview with your friend that you talked to a little while ago. You said Trump is good at messaging, but what is the messaging, and why are Americans responding to it? Because I don't think I'm exaggerating. I think you mostly agree that nearly everything he says is a lie or just flatly wrong. So what are they responding to?
Well, I think it's a great question, Jack, and stick around because I want to talk to you more about it after I give this answer. I think when I say that Trump is as good at messaging, it's less that he's great at conveying like a policy prescription as much as it is that he's just, his style of communication is very direct, and he's very adept at using simplicity and repetition to keep himself active in people's minds. You know, a great example is, you know, the phrase that he used that kind of swept him into office in the first place, which is "Make America Great Again," right? Nobody can say that they've never heard that or they don't know who that's associated with. By contrast, like, do you, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but just as a kind of thought exercise, do you or does anyone else remember what Hillary Clinton's similar phrase was in 2016?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was stronger together. Right. Which I guess looks good on a bumper sticker, but nobody cares like that. That's not sticky. That's not going to be easy for her supporters to recall and spread around. And his style is so blunt and conversational and emotional rather than, you know, what Democrats tend to do, which is kind of, you know, policy heavy, you know, here's what I'm going to do. And they're so clunky, you know, like when you see Hakeem Jeffries or one of the other congressional Democrats try and come up with like a good zinger or a phrase that has some sort of repetition or alliteration in it, it feels so awkward. Trump does not have that problem. I mean, people really respond to him. And, you know, he's funny. He is legit funny. If you go back and look at some of the debates from 2016, not just the debates with Hillary Clinton, but the primary debates, I mean, he really was in that time willing to say things to Republican primary voters that no other candidate on that stage was willing to say. I mean, Jeb Bush is up there saying, you know, my brother kept the country safe. And then the moderator goes to Donald Trump and he says, no, he didn't. You know, 9/11 happened on his watch and the war in Iraq was a big, fat mistake. You know, it's that kind of blunt talk that works on people, that works on, you know, in particular, in that example, Republican primary voters. So he's an excellent messenger in that regard. Even if we're not sure what the message is that he's trying to send, we want to keep listening to him.
Well, Ian, if anybody from the Democratic Party is listening, get rid of Chuck Schumer right now. Yeah. Don't hesitate right now. You know, Hakeem Jeffries is just a not very strong leader, but Chuck Schumer, I think, does damage every time he talks. But look, to me, when I was listening to your guests, what it sounds like you were saying was they have to find a way, the Democrats have to find a way to catch the attention of people who really aren't paying attention.
Yeah.
Okay, and so they need that kind of hook that you're talking about. It's a shame. And look, I just think it's built into the system. I think that so many people are struggling so much just to make it from day to day. They don't have time to pay attention to what's going on in the world. So that I guess, you know, I can't remember the name of the movie. The movie that they made about the crash in 08, at the end of it, it said when things get
the
bad,
Big Short.
They'll blame immigrants and poor people.
Exactly.
Okay, and so the Republicans always seem to be punching down, all right, and blaming the wrong people. You know, like look at the bill that just passed. Okay, it's done nothing. It's not going to do anything to help the people that voted for Trump. Okay, these tariffs aren't going to do anything to help the people that voted for Trump. It's going to hurt them. Okay, and all it did was add money to billionaires. So I don't know if they're going to have to feel that pain before they wake up.
Yeah.
But Trump's not trying to do you any favors.
I think here's what's really interesting, Jack, and I'm glad you brought up the Big Beautiful Bill. And it's interesting that we can talk about that having passed in the same sort of longer news cycle as the Epstein files cover up. Right. And I think that's why, in part, people are really upset about the Epstein files cover up. Is because that was the avenue that a lot of people took into the Trump camp that didn't care about politics, that didn't care about tax cuts for billionaires, that didn't care about the carried interest rate, that didn't care about cuts to Medicaid, that didn't care about policy X, Y, or Z. What they cared about was Democrats run a global sex trafficking ring where the victims are all children. And that's what got their attention. When Trump and his allies used that as a way to bring people on board, and that's the only like real meaningful connection that people had to this movement. And then when it turns out to be a big nothing burger, or that's what they would have us believe while they're clearly trying to cover it up, I think that's why people in the Trump camp and in the MAGA movement are particularly upset with him about that, because that was the message that brought them in the first place.
And look, Ian, I'm going to get out. I just want to say one last thing, and I think you agree with this too. Trump right now is trying to figure out a way to put out something on the Epstein thing that does as little damage to him as possible. But I promise you this, you'll never hear the truth. You'll never hear anything that implicates him. No matter how much of it is in there. So,
yeah.
You know, at this point, this is a big nothing burger. So,
I mean, even if you did,
that it has to go that way.
You know, even if you did, the people that would most need to hear that message would not believe it. So it's almost kind of, you know, like, what's the point?
Right. No, you're right.
Yeah.
Well, Ian, thank you for taking my call.
No problem. Nice talking to you, Jack. Stay cool out there. Let's go to New Orleans for Claren. You're on the air. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi, Claren. What's on your mind?
It's Karen.
Oh, it's Karen. Oh, okay. I thought it was Claren, like a clarinet. Hi, Karen. Nice to speak with you. What's up today?
I just called to check in on you, Ian Hope.
I appreciate that. I'm doing well. You know, I was just in that Shakespeare play at Tulane that just closed this last weekend, so I got a little bit of free time left, and I'm in for Scoot this week, so I get to talk about the things that I want to talk about, and I get to talk to people like you, so everything's going okay. I'm spending most of my day in air conditioning, so I'm certainly happy about that. I hope you're doing the same.
I'm providing air conditioning for everybody.
That's great.
Yeah, but I've been following you, and I'm glad you're doing all right, young man.
I appreciate that, Karen, and I want to let you know, and for people listening who probably don't know this, a couple of years ago, God, maybe almost 4 years ago, Karen sent me a houseplant. And she got it delivered to the radio station here, and it said, congratulations on your promotion. And I don't think, Karen, that you and I had ever spoken on the phone or much before that, but I saw your gift and I saw the card and I said, oh my gosh, thank you. And that plant, Karen, is now so big, it's taking up, you know, maybe a third of my home office desk. I mean, it's really gotten enormous. And every time I look at that plant, I think of you.
Well, get this. I have one on my coffee table ready to walk to the post office. It's a good luck totem plant, and you just have to scrape the wax off of it.
Uh-huh.
And when I feel a little better, I'm just down the street from the Superdome. I'll walk the plant to ship it to your office.
And you'll have another plant. Oh my gosh, Karen, that is so kind. Don't you go to any trouble while it's so hot outside, though. Okay.
So don't you worry.
Awesome. All right.
Don't go to trouble.
I know you
won't. Say hello to you.
Hey, it's always nice to speak with you, Karen. You stay cool and keep in touch. Okay.
Okay. Bye now.
All right. Bye bye now. We're gonna step away in a second, but there's a text message here. Right at the top of the pile that says, don't you think if the files, and the texter means the Epstein files, don't you think if the Epstein files had any bad information on Trump, Biden would have released them 4 years ago? I have a fast answer to that question, and I hope it's satisfactory because I feel really confident about it, and I bet you will too if you really give me a chance to explain myself. But we'll do that when we come back after this commercial break. If you're on hold, please stay there. I am going to have time to get to you before my next interview at 3:25. If you want to get in touch and respond to anything you heard from me or one of the other callers or Tim Miller today, 504-260-1870 is the number. We're going to have that interview with Tim Miller up on the website before too long, and you can go there and listen to it, download it, share it with someone you think needs to hear it. We would love it if you do that. I'm Ian Hoken for Scoot. I'll be right back. Don't go.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Go anywhere. Text message in the last segment says, something like, why didn't the Biden administration release the Epstein files? I will give you, I think, four reasons that I can think of off the top of my head. Number one, Democrats historically have not used the Department of Justice as a political cudgel against their enemies. I know there's some conspiracists among us that think that that's not true, but for those of us living in the reality-based community, treating the Department of Justice like the president's personal law firm and using it to go after the president's political enemies is strictly something that Donald Trump has done. So you shouldn't expect Joe Biden or Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton, anybody else, to do that. OK, reason number one. Number two, Merrick Garland was not a very effective attorney general. Even if you were to say, oh, he should have worked harder on behalf of Joe Biden, the man, and not Joe Biden, the president, he was very timid. He was very careful. He was very slow moving. You'll be hard-pressed to find many progressives or Democrat voters who are really satisfied with the way that he handled the classified documents case, the way that he handled the election interference case. Most people think that he did not really need to wait until the summer of 2024 to bring those charges against former President Trump. So there's no reason to think Merrick Garland had the additional bandwidth to just unilaterally release the files to embarrass Donald Trump or whoever else is in them. Another reason, the courts would block this. This is just what happened. One of the things the Trump administration has tried to do to take the heat off themselves in this moment is they ordered a judge down in Florida, hey, you got to release all the grand jury testimony. And the judge said, hell no, you're not going to release that grand jury testimony. We don't do that. We never do that. There's a lot of reasons we don't do that, to include the privacy of the victims. We don't want to, you know, impugn people who haven't committed a crime. The FBI doesn't release information for the same way. The FBI is not just going to disclose 100,000 pages of documents related to the Epstein investigation because we want them to. That's not what the FBI does. Now, if they're going to do that, you know, in the course of, I don't know, pursuing an investigation or pursuing criminal charges against somebody, they might do that. But if, you know, if my name appears in the Epstein files and the FBI is not going to charge me with a crime in relation to that investigation, they're not going to publicly disclose that. I know that's not going to satisfy a lot of people, but that's just the way the law works. Thank you. Next on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talking text line, let's go to Testrahan, where we find Nolan. Nolan, you're on the air. Good afternoon.
Hi, you're a bright young man. I appreciate talking to you.
Oh, well, I appreciate that kind word, Mr. Nolan. What's on your mind today?
You know, about the little gal Carrie, that wasn't Scoot calling in with an imitation of.
No, I don't think so. Scoot's on vacation. I hope he doesn't have time to call into the show and pretend to be someone else and just gas me up. But
well, I think he'd check on his show. I graduated from high school with him.
Oh, did you really?
Me and Scoot. We're the same age.
Cool, cool, cool.
So, he might be 76. I'm 75.
EJ
anyway,
boys.
But Scoot is brilliant. But he has such a bias and a hatred for Trump. So it doesn't make me mad when he talks about him, but I could hear it in his voice.
Well, Nolan, look, let me just say this. I hate to just stomp on you, but we're going to exercise the same rule here that Scoot does when somebody, you know, is talking about somebody that's not here to defend themselves. So I don't want to just give you a bunch of runway to complain about Scoot when he's not here to defend himself. Does that make sense?
Oh, I might complain about him. I knew him in high school.
Okay.
I mean, that's his right to do that. That's his right to a radio show. I'm just saying because of that, sometimes I can hear that bias and I just go to another station.
Well, look, a lot of people don't like the president, you know, Nolan, and it's his right to do that. And he has plenty of his own evidence and well figured out opinions to do that. He gets paid to have an opinion. And if his opinion is one that doesn't strike a chord in you, you know, the world will keep turning.
Absolutely. I agree with him.
Yeah.
And I like what Trump did, though, with all the trade. He did the trade with Mexico, England, Japan. Mexico, Japan, England, maybe Thailand. What he's got like...
I think Vietnam was in there, yeah.
I don't know, but he had how many? I mean, it was billions of dollars, and it was $500 billion from the Japan deal in England. So how many billions of dollars did he bring in? And the tariffs, I don't know what that's going on. But I always hear people say the tariffs are going to make you poor, they're going to break you. But yet then you offset it with the trade he has with foreign countries while we, you know.
Yeah. Let me just say this, Nolan. It is true that some of those deals have been secured and on paper they look pretty great. And I am not too proud to say that I hope that those policies work in the favor of Americans. I think that's great. Is that a political victory for Donald Trump? Yeah, sure. It is also true, Mr. Nolan, that... You know, a lot of the tariffs haven't actually hit yet. They keep kicking the can down the road, right? They say, oh, we're going to give you 90 days. Oh, we're going to give you another 30 days while they try and iron out these deals.
And that
is actually making the trade deals happen, it would seem. So I guess that strategy is working. But that doesn't mean that the people who told you if there's a 50% tariff on every product that comes into the country, that'll destroy the American economy. Those people may still be right, but we haven't had the chance to see yet because those tariffs never got locked in.
Put it on hold and wait, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, I want to say one more thing. Yeah.
Okay.
I lost my train. I'm on Scooter. Scoot is a brilliant man. He's always been a showman. And I admire from that, so I wasn't trying to put him down.
Sure.
But with Trump, I think what he does is that I wish he wouldn't. He tells his secret, like with Russia, oh, I'm going to stop the war. And he doesn't stop the war. And then Putin goes in there and bombs the Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, oh, I'm going to stop this. He gives out the information over the TV. If he would just keep quiet, I think he'd get better headway. But maybe what do I know? Because look what he did with all those deals, you know?
Yeah, you never know. That's the thing about Trump is he does kind of keep us on our toes. Nolan, I appreciate the call. Thank you for the kind words. I hope you stay listening, and I hope you're staying cool, brother. Be safe out there. I'm Ian Hoke, sitting in for Scoot. We'll come back right after this. In response to that last segment where I gave out a couple reasons that the Biden administration did not dump the Epstein files on the American public, I said, you know, Democratic presidents have not historically used the Department of Justice to go after their political opponents. Here's a text that says, Ian, they literally arrested Donald Trump. Donald Trump committed crimes. I know it's been a few months, but did you forget already? Did you forget the actual black letter charges that were filed in four different jurisdictions? That's why they arrested him. They're not going to arrest Obama because they're not going to bring those charges into a courtroom. I promise you that. Donald Trump got arrested because he committed those crimes. And if he didn't win the election last year, he would still be in like four different criminal court cases today. One of these things is not like the other. We'll be right back after the news and get a look at traffic. Don't go anywhere.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture.
From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians,
follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.